Minnesota News Network, good morning and happy new year. I'm Brent Palm. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security launched an immigration crackdown in Minnesota in 2025. Operation Metro Surge targets the state's Somali community.
They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care.
Federal agents have been met by protesters.
We are here and we are stronger than ICE.
One video shows officers dragging a woman in the street. Some Somali citizens report being detained.
He dragged me outside through the snow while I was handcuffed, restrained, helpless, and he pushed me to the ground and he put me in a chokehold.
Under any law and under the United States Constitution, you can't tackle somebody because they look Somali.
Officials say they're going after the worst criminal aliens.
Under the leadership of Mayor Fry, under the leadership of Governor Walz, more violent crimes are being perpetuated in these communities.
If we continue on this present trajectory, somebody is gonna get killed.
And that is part of our year that was. Most Republicans in Minnesota do not support the state's new paid leave law. GOP candidate for governor Scott Jensen says the program costs too much.
I don't think people realize it. In order for that program to be administered, the state of Minnesota is hiring approximately 400 full-time employees. And it's all government funded. And Minnesota got along for 100 years plus without that additional cost.
He says less than 2% of Minnesota businesses have 400 or more employees. Minnesota workers can take paid leave to be with their baby, recover from an illness or surgery, or care for a loved one. And the Minnesota Department of Health is reporting a 15.5% increase in abortions in 2024. They rose from 14,000 in 2023 to more than 16,300. Health officials are seeing a rise in flu cases in Minnesota and many other states. The Minnesota Department of Health is reporting nearly 2,000 flu-related hospitalizations. There have been 31 influenza outbreaks in long-term care facilities and 176 in schools. The most common strain making Minnesotans sick is influenza A H3N2. Team USA plays Finland later today in the quarterfinals of the World Junior Championship in St. Paul. The U.S. lost to Sweden 6-3 in their final preliminary round game. Golden Gopher forward LJ Mooney is part of the team and excited.
Anytime you get to play in these tournaments, it's awesome. So, I love it. Wearing this jersey is a huge honor, so can't not be ready for these games.
The U.S. has won the past two gold medals in the World Juniors, including a 4-3 overtime win last year over the Finns. Tonight's winning team advances to the semifinals. This is MNN.